right, good morning, everybody, and welcome back. It is Thursday, Come Out of the Wilderness Prayer. It's Thursday, we did it. Y'all, we have so much to be grateful for. It's been a week. It's only been Thursday. This is the first week in April, and I'm so grateful that I am alive, I'm well, I'm breathing, right? Just like those of y'all who are watching and those who are listening. I definitely want to say good morning to everybody. I think our stream is working on Facebook, y'all. How about that? So thank you, StreamYard. Good morning, Tracy Singh. Oh, it's a tried and true testimony Thursday. Yes, he is so amazing. This is an amazing, amazing day. And she's saying, I will say of the Lord, he's my strength. So we just started a new series in April called the Renewal Series. And so today we're going to focus on the renewal of the mind. So before we go even further, Holy Spirit, I just thank you that you're already working in this space, Lord God. I thank you that you have already given us breath, put breath in our lungs so that we could see this beautiful day, this amazing Thursday that's going to be filled with so many blessings and breakthroughs for so many people today. And for those, Lord God, who are longing to hear from you, or longing to see a blessing, longing for good news, I pray that it even starts with a renewal of their minds this morning. That way they can see when you're operating in their lives, in their businesses, in their families, in their health, Lord God. Some of us are so blinded to what a blessing looks like. Sometimes a blessing is a no. And so even in that, Lord, I'm asking that you will renew our minds so that we can see the blessings happening before us. And Lord, I ask that you just take over this call now. And it's your show, Lord. I'm here to see the Holy Spirit work. I'm just a vessel. Amen. So I wanted to share some scriptures. I think this is going to be so important. But when we talk about renewing our minds, I think this is really going to help us. So I'm going to share. And I do this on video, but I also do this on audio so that I have to speak through some of the things. So if you're wondering why is she telling us all this? Because I got people who listen. I've got to let them know what I'm doing, y'all. Be nice to your neighbor. All right. So I'm going to go into 2 Corinthians 10. And I'm going to share this on the screen just so I can read this through. This is going to put some context to what we're talking about today. So 2 Corinthians 10, and this is really, I'm going to highlight verses 3 to 5, but I'm going to read the whole thing starting from verse 1. It says, I, Paul, myself entreat you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I, who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I'm away. Listen, there are some of us that are humble when we're face to face with our friends, but man, you put me in front of people talking about Jesus, I'm bold. He says in verse 2, I beg of you that when I am present, I may not have to show boldness with such confidence as I count on showing against some who suspect us of walking according to the flesh. And verse 3 is important. It says, for though we walk in flesh, we're not waging war according to the flesh. So this is the difference between, and I think what even some Christians, y'all, still don't understand that there is a spiritual life, there is a spiritual battle, there is a fleshly battle, you know, us in skin, right? Natural, what we see before our eyes. And it says, though we walk in flesh, we're not waging war according to the flesh. We're waging really war according to the Spirit. Verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Now, let me move you back a little bit. He's talking about the weapons of our warfare, the way that we fight things in the Spirit, the way that we break things down, all the curses and generational curses and, you know, all of those things that you hear people talk about a lot. The way that we fight those things is it's using our divine power, it says, to destroy strongholds. And it says we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. Lofty opinion. I know I've taught in this verse before, but it keeps coming back because there are a lot of Christians who have lofty opinions, meaning they're so intellectual that they, you know, they question everything God, you know, they raise the questions against the knowledge of God. And the word goes on to say, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. So it's telling you that your thoughts need to be taken captive. Why? To obey Christ. Our thoughts, what we think, sometimes we've got to pull those things back to obey what God says, right? To obey Christ. So what are some of the ways that we take our thoughts captive? Well, first of all, let me just stop sharing. First of all, when we're talking about obeying Christ, our flesh don't want to do what the Lord tells us to do. There are, again, I'm going to call out Christians this morning because we're Christians and we need to get it together, okay? But there are a lot of us Christians that are still chasing, you know, we're chasing the bag. We, you know, we're so caught up in the materialistic things. We're so caught up in the performance Christian, you know, the ones that go to church, you get a hot word, you come home, you can't even make it to the parking lot before you're cussing out the person you park next to. You act crazy in the supermarket. People would look at you and say, there is no way she's a Christian because, you know, because of your behavior and natural things. There are even believers who their thoughts, like the things that you're thinking about, the way that you're thinking about yourself, the self-punishment, or victimizing yourself, the way that you curse your own self, the thoughts that you allow, you continue to allow these thoughts to rule you, the thoughts that say that you're not worthy and that you have no value, you know, those thoughts that put you into envy and jealousy. You see someone else doing well and you can't wait to break them down, right? Those thoughts, taking those thoughts into captive, means you've got to have control over what you think, because what you think in your mind, that becomes a part of your heart. You start believing those things, and then you start to speak those things out in your life. So it's so important when we talk about taking captive of our thoughts. The word tells you what to think about, right? Literally the word gives you instructions on the goodness of God and the things that you should be thinking about, because we have to take those thoughts captive. Sometimes I'm having thoughts that pop up and I'm like, I won't say what the thought says, but I know that it is not what God said about me. And I literally will say, that is not my thought, because I understand spiritual warfare. And that is one thing that the enemy does. And again, for those of y'all who don't know what I'm talking about, this is what the devil does. He'll drop these little seeds of thought, of doubt, of fear, anything that will separate you from the love of God, anything that will cause you to distrust him. And he catches you in your weak points and the points where when you've just lost that business deal and that thought comes up and said, you never deserve it. It was never yours. Those are thoughts that you need to take captive, say, that's not true. And the Lord says, I'm the head and not the tail, right? You know, you have to understand how to renew your own mind. Earlier this week on, I think it was Monday, I had an awful, awful episode and I went into almost exhaustion and I had to get pulled out of it. But I knew the thoughts. I knew there was a spiritual attack that was coming on my whole life. And I thank God, because I have a spiritual mother who knew in the instant what was going, and the Lord sent her to pray over me. And even while I was under, I knew this attack. I've seen it. I've seen this playbook, but I knew what was happening. Part of what was happening is because we have shifted into this month, the renewal of our mind, our body, our spirits, our commitment back to Jesus. And every day I'm praying breakthrough for everyone, you know, everyone I'm in contact with, people in our prayer ministry. I'm praying for strangers. I'm fighting, right? Every day. But I knew that this attack was going to happen because I was obeying Christ. And so therefore, those thoughts would come in, that thing would knock me over. Okay. But how did I respond? I respond by planting myself back in the word and speaking the truths that God says about me. All things are working together for my good. So when the thoughts were coming, I had a fight. Again, remember we talked about, this ain't a fight where you use affirmation, where you talk about, I am strong, I am big. No, this is not a fight when you rely on your own strength. You're relying on the protection of God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Amen. So this isn't something you can do just tapping into your friends. You need a prayer partner. You need a prayer group, some folks to intercede for you and pray through some of these things to break the way you're thinking in your mind. Again, a lot of you have thoughts that were planted from birth. Some of you have thoughts that were planted, you know, last week you spoke to a manager and the manager told you you weren't going to get something, and you're still in your feelings And now those feelings are wrapped up in your thoughts. So now you start playing this tape out. You start playing out these things in your mind of how aggrieved you are and how bruised you are. And that's all feelings. But if you don't let some of this thing go, then that because you start believing, it start being seeded into your heart and you start to believe what the world says about you, right? You start to capture what the world says about you. So you have to renew your mind. What are you thinking? When I was younger, my mom was a teacher and a minister. And I remember she used to say, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Right? So as you start to go through this month, and again, for all of you are asking for a renewal, it's such an amazing time for you. Just renew. What are you thinking? Capturing those thoughts. If you got to speak things back to yourself to edify yourself, go into the word and do it. I'm going to grab this verse. I think you're going to really appreciate this, but this is one for, especially for those, this is in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15. I'm going to drop it in the chat and I'm going to read it out loud for those who can't see what I'm doing. But 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15, this is actually talking about, it's coming from the passage that talks about speaking in tongues. And this is a little bit further down. And it says, what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. It is important. There's a connection. So when we're talking about our spirit, right? As we're praying with our spirit, when we're praying in tongues. So this is a separate lesson for those of you who pray in tongues. Everybody hasn't been I'll say blessed that way. Okay, everybody hasn't been. You know, you can ratata all for hours, but listen, it won't connect if you're not. If even in those prayers, if you're not in alignment, if you're not in accordance with what the Lord is saying, if it's not the Holy Spirit praying on your behalf. But it really says, what am I going to do? Listen, this is what you're going to do. Okay. You're praying with your spirit, but you also have to pray with your mind. Have you ever been in prayer? This is just us, right? Have you ever been in prayer where you lose focus for a second? Like, this has happened to me. I've been, you know, I'm praying and all of a sudden my mind wanders off to something else. has that ever happened to you? You know, and if you go into deep, sometimes if you go into really deep prayer, I go into really, really deep prayer. And in that prayer, I start to see things. Okay, that's how I'm graced. So I will be in that prayer and I will see some things. And every now and then I'll get a flash of something that will just totally distract me. And now I've lost my, right? And what has happened is I didn't submit my mind into the prayer, right? Another way when we talk about singing with praise, you know, again, you can be in a meeting, y'all, or before you go into a meeting, and maybe you don't have the time to go off by yourself to say a prayer, but maybe in your mind as you're sitting, because I do this all the time, as I'm sitting in the meeting, especially if I see things starting to go, you know, haywire, crazy, the wrong way, right? I can start to pick up that, oh, there's other things happening here. There's other spirits involved. And I pray with my spirit, my spirit, and I connect my Holy Spirit. You know, I just ask that you will come. And I'm not saying this out loud. I'm saying this in my mind, right? Father, you know, Father, I need your blessing. Protect me in this meeting. So praying with my mind, right? Father, give me the words to respond. What do you want me to say? Praying in my mind, singing praise with my spirit, but I'm singing praise in my mind. So when I start to get those thoughts that attack me, that says I'm below, right? That say you're not going to make it, that you don't deserve it. When I start to hear those negative thoughts, those thoughts that say, I think you missed your time. I don't know if it's going to happen. For those of y'all who have children, especially adult children, and you're praying, God, you know, what's going on with my child? And when those negative thoughts, right, the thoughts come and you start to think all these things about your child instead of, you know, going the wrong way and Lord, what's wrong with so-and-so and Lord, you know, that's when you start praising God. Father, I thank you that my son is protected. I thank you that my daughter is protected. I thank you that they're still the apple of your eye. I thank you that you've saved them. I thank you that you're reconciling my children back to you, Lord. I thank you that my household is blessed, right? You start thinking. Again, you're praying in the mind, you're praying in the spirit, but also with your mind. You're singing praise in your spirit, but also in your mind. But if your mind is cluttered with junk, if you're watching, you know, if you're spending your life on TikTok, if you're spending all your life, you know, listening to worldly stuff, you're not going to be able to hear through that noise and the distraction. Amen. The renewal of your mind, because in your mind, a lot of things happen. You want ideas, you want innovation. You got to have a mind for that, right? You got to have a mind for that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I hope this is blessing you. Tracy's saying, yeah, the battlefield of the mind. We have to speak things that be not as though they are. Yeah. Listen, I start receiving things, blessings. You know, the Lord has told me what he's told me. I don't know what he's telling you about your family, but he told me we are blessed. That's what it says in the word, right? You have to focus on what he says about you and your situation. He didn't say you are cursed. He said you are blessed. And if you're still living in the Old Testament and missing out on the promises of the new, you might need to go back. You might need to go see the Jesus that's in the New Testament for what he has for you, right? Renewing your mind. What you're reading is important. Setting aside time so that you are literally reading the word. And again, if you're using an app, that's your thing, that's all right. But at least dedicate some time to feed your mind. What are you putting in your mind? I can't watch shows now. Listen, I used to be a housewife junkie. But I can't even watch the shows now that have violence, that have cursing, that have anything that's overly sexual. I can't do any of that because I realized that I was feeding my mind with these images and these words, and they were imprinting things that were counter to what the spirit was doing in me. That's what it means. Okay. So I couldn't do it anymore. So I had to let some of those things go because I realized that the more I was feeding my mind with those type of worldly things, the more I started to act some of those things out, the more I was wanting it. Do you understand? I was starting to want those things. And so when the Lord was saying, no, if you want to speak for me, you got to be purified. You have to have a purified tongue, and started to take these desires. It was hard, but you know, I had to go through that. I had to renew my mind. I had to go through a renewal of my mind when he called me up to teach and preach. It's not something I asked for. I literally was like, no, Lord, you got to find somebody else. These people don't want to hear this from me. But I had to renew. I had to go through a purification period of my mind where he was working through. So this is where you ask, Holy Spirit, what am I thinking? Reveal to me those things, what I'm thinking about myself and what you say about me, counter to what the world says about me. And so you'll never hear me on any platform saying I have I don't attach any titles to myself, meaning the world titles. I was on this presentation earlier this week, and they talked about whether they were introvert or extrovert. I ain't got none of that. I'm just Shelly. I'm going to show up 100% wherever the Lord sends me. Right? You have to rebuke some of these thoughts, what people are pushing, because people want, you know, want to be a part of a community. So people use words and different titles and self-diagnosis. And all of a sudden you're cool because, you know, you're introducing yourself as I'm an introvert. What does that matter? I still show up to praise God. If he sends me to talk to one person and that person is the person on my job, and all he's saying to you is, Shelly, be kind to so-and-so. Say a nice thing to so-and-so. Then it doesn't matter whether you're introvert or extrovert. You do what he says. That's obedience. Why? Obedience yields rewards. So you've got to get rid of those thoughts that tells you that, oh, I can't do this thing because the word says all things are working together for your good. Got to have a renewed mind. If you want blessings this month, April, this amazing month of blessings, you got to have a renewed mind. Got to see things through his perspective. You got to know when he's showing up. Amen? Different from affirmations. Affirmations put you at the center. I am, right? But this is different. Declaration, what the word says about you. Go back into the word. Faith surrounds me as a shield. You can't take that. You can't take me down. Faith surrounds me as a shield. That's what the word says about you. So renewing your mind. So Abba, we just thank you again for reminding us this battle, the battle that is in our mind and in our thoughts, in our perceptions. Those thoughts become our words. It's how we treat each other. They become our heart's posture, the way that we feed the people around us through our very words, the way that we build up or destroy. It is happening in our mind. Lord God, for those who have been captive, who have the strongholds of jealousy, of confusion, of chaos, those who have been defeated, Lord God, even those who have been attacked with depression, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that there is a breakthrough period this morning. Let them hear you clearly in their minds, Lord God. Give them the instructions, give them the tactics so that they know when these thoughts are not from you, how to respond. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are a living God, that you are a part of us and in us as we pray in spirit. Teach us how to pray in our mind as we're settled in those quiet places, Lord God, and those thoughts come to attack us. Those thoughts come to destroy us. We know those are not from you. So we cancel every attack through thought for every single person under the sound of my voice, that they will only hear your voice going forward. They will only hear you, Lord God, and that you, Holy Spirit, you will make this happen for them so that Jesus is glorified. I thank you, Lord, that you are protecting us every single day. I thank you for a renewal of our mind, renewing our thought pattern, even the way that we speak to our children, the things that we watch, the things that we listen, everything that has an impact on our thoughts. Help us to refocus our mind, Lord God, so that we can achieve every goal that you have for us, so that we can make this a month of blessings, that we can receive these blessings, we can celebrate. And we thank you for giving us your message this morning of renewing our minds. I thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us in such a way and that this is going to help somebody. Amen. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Renew your minds, y'all. And as you go out, as I always end, I try to remind everybody, as you go out today, be kind to people around you. You don't know what people are going through. And I'm not saying be kind only to the people who look like you, who work with you. I'm talking like smile when you go to the store. You don't know what people are going through. And your very action, your very presence, we are the ambassadors of Christ. It's not your pastor and your first lady or whoever you might be worshiping at the church. I said that, right? We, each of us believers, we are the ambassadors of Christ. So how we show up really matters. So just be kind to somebody else today. Your kids even, your spouse, right? For those of y'all who are on spring break, I pray a safe return home. Amen. I pray that God is blessing you. He's blessed you and that you're getting a safe return home. But be kind to people around you, y'all. Amen. I will be back next Thursday morning, 7 a.m. always, right? And if you're looking for a place to pray, come out of the wilderness. We're on Facebook or you can, you know, again, you can just come and watch all of our replays of our prayers and teaching is on the Mrs. Pie channel here on the YouTube streets. Have a great day, y'all. Have a blessed rest of your weekend, and I will talk to y'all soon. Take care.